Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 25 this afternoon under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 6 above. Tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow, 29. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has proposed additional funding across the state for water projects as a major bill passed out of committee last week, heading to the floor of the legislature with concerns of the future of water across the state. As according to Susan Metzger with Kansas State University's College on Agriculture, she says water needs and usage are different compared to the eastern portion of Kansas using reservoirs and the western part of the state using aquifers that are in some places in desperate need of water.
So we really are quite diverse in western Kansas. We're groundwater driven, so it's the Ogallala High Plains aquifer, underlies 8 states in the Great Plains region. It's what we call an ancient aquifer, so the water that's there has been there for eons. Depends on where you are. It's heterogeneous, different throughout the state. In Kansas, we range anywhere from there being a usable lifetime projected 100, 200 years in the future, and portions of the aquifer where we no longer have a supply sufficient to support the type of agriculture and production we've been used to.
Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Law enforcement in Cowley County is investigating following 2 grass fires that have happened this month where they believe that they may have been set intentionally. KSN News reports that according to the fire chief for Fire District Number 3 in Burden, Kansas, they say the first fire was set earlier this month in a field while the second one happening earlier this week. They say both of the fires were set in pasture lands and the investigation to find the culprit is ongoing.
It seems like it's a pretty innocent thing to go out and maybe set a fire in some grassland, but boy, it can turn deadly or very seriously very quickly. So we take it as seriously as someone setting a house on fire.
In other news, the Young Guns Extravaganza is getting ready for the Youth Rodeo Series happening in Dodge City. As the Youth Rodeo Association says, they're expecting anywhere between 100 to 400 individuals showing up for children, learning how to rope, ride, and prepare for the rodeo. The kids age 5th through 12th grades are competing in the Kansas High School and Junior High School Rodeo Association that they say has been growing over the last few years.
No two farms are alike. And at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The ongoing crisis with the bird flu outbreaks have created issues not only with eggs, but the price of chicken across the nation. As according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the government has lost roughly $661 million, along with adding to consumers' pain at the grocery store after more than 58 million birds nationwide have been slaughtered to limit the spread of the virus. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it has especially hit hard with farmers in the state of Nebraska. With the rising price of eggs, chicken, and turkey, as farmers raising those animals have easily lost more than $1 billion nationwide, according to the agricultural economists. According to experts, the outbreak of the avian flu this year is more widespread than the major bird flu outbreak in 2015, and say 58.4 million birds have been slaughtered on more than 300 commercial farms in 47 states. The average price of eggs in the month of January is set at $4.82 from the $1.93 just a year ago. Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Soccer basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers of Concordia has filed for re-election in the 36th District. That includes Washington and a part of Marshall County. The primary is in August, the general election in November. Kansas Department of Transportation is now accepting applications for the spring round of the agency's cost share program, which provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leverage state funds to increase total transportation investment, and help rural and urban areas of the state improve the transportation system. An informational webinar on the program is planned Thursday, March 2nd. The application process will be discussed and attendees can ask questions. For details, contact the Kansas Department of Transportation. Greenlee Fire Department, February 18th, was dispatched to a pasture fire in the 2400 block of 6th Road. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Corning in Nemahal County for the public water supply system. Murraysville High School activity bus struck an elk north of Junction City Saturday evening, returning wrestlers from the regional tournament. The bus returned home but did suffer damage, which will be repaired. Valley Heights High School crowned Winter Queen and King of Courts last week with Michelle Sandoval, Queen, and Derek Hankow, King. Marysville City Council recently approved going out for bids for removal and reconstruction of the parking at the city park north of the tennis courts. Sidewalk replacement and parking for 20 vehicles would be included. Recent updates were presented by the city administrator, who advised work would be advertised for bid on 11th Road South. It's hoped that one-lane traffic could be used during construction. A waterline project incorporating South 8th and Elm Streets is planned, and Hall Brothers has advised the blacktop overlay of North 11th Road and 16th Street is a priority project this spring. Discussion was held regarding how the city best proceed with engineering for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads, with Mayor Jason Barnes expressing concern with a $275,000 price tag for engineering that could lay idle for several years. Councilmember Jeff Keating spoke in favor of a master plan that would incorporate all possible improvements with hopes that a total project could be cost beneficial. Washington City Council is offering the old City Hall to anyone interested in renovating the building, which has been in disrepair and needs a roof, and has water damage to the auditorium floor and basement areas. Earlier attempts to repurpose the facility have not materialized, and discussion at a recent council meeting included funding for demolition in the next year if no one steps forward. Saving at least the Art Deco front facade has been considered, but no proposals have been drafted. A May 1st deadline was set for anyone interested who should contact Washington City Administrator Carl Chalfant for details. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday. Find it under the podcast tab at kndyradio.com and on our Facebook page. Laura K. Turnbull, age 88, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian First Christian Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Laura Turnbull. Frida V. Huber, age 90, of Mahaska, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery, north of Morroville. Vigil service at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Frida Huber. Angelica Edwards Kuma, age 22, of Wymore, passed away February 17th. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Gertesmeyer Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Angelica Edwards Kuma. Adam M. Miller, age 31, of Morroville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Morroville Christian Church. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 6, at the Presbyterian Church in Fairbury, with the Gertesmeyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Adam Miller.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cooler and breezy today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. More sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Temperatures warming up throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Sunday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms may continue over Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers early Monday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February, 48. Record high on this date, 80. The average low, 24. The record low, 4 below 0. Sunset this evening, 6:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
A silent epidemic has been sweeping America in recent years, and silent is the operative word. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. Actress Dakota Fanning has a birthday. Americans are suffering from noise-induced hearing loss at a rate not seen by previous generations. Some estimates say most Americans have lost the ability to hear frequencies in the upper end of the spectrum by the time we're 50 years old. The culprit? Prolonged exposure to music devices, power tools, cell phones, and other appliances. Noisy toys, essentially. The surprising new advocates of hearing awareness are those who have learned the lesson the hard way. Aging rock musicians. Learn from our mistake as a warning they hope will stay ringing in our ears. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we near the end of regular season basketball across the country, Big 12 play still in action over the last few days as the Oklahoma Sooners fell on Tuesday this week to the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 74-63. It was a tight 33-31 with the Red Raiders on top going into the half, but the Sooners fell short by the end of the game as Tanner Groves, the number 35 forward, put 16 points on the board with 6 rebounds and 1 assist. Jalen Hill put 14 points on the board for the game. Oklahoma has been struggling, sitting at the bottom of the Big 12 conference right now at 3-12 in conference play, 13-15 in overall play for the season so far. The Red Raiders haven't been much better, struggling at the bottom as well, sitting just above the Sooners in the Big 12 Conference at 5-12 in conference play. The Sooners are back in action. We tip off on Saturday at 11 a.m. on the road against the number 23 Iowa State Cyclones. As of right now, the Kansas Jayhawks are still atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 11-4, followed by the Texas Longhorns and the Kansas State Wildcats at 9-6.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at 1-5.
A high schooler at El Dorado High School in Kansas has broken a 41-year record in his swim meet, doing the 100-yard backstroke. As KWCH News reports, the senior Jay Tipton ended the swimming career on a high note as he swam the 100-yard backstroke in 56.86 seconds, beating the 41-year record of 57.81.
Obviously, it was a 57.81, and I swam a 56.86. Smashed it by almost a second. As soon as I finished my race, I was cranking my neck looking for the time board, and as soon as I saw the 56, I was like, oh, wow.
That audio from KWCH News, where they talk about the challenges that the swim team has had throughout the season as they've had to practice at the local YMCA, with the local pool at the school being broke since 2020. And head coach Diane Solario said it's a great way to wrap up the senior year.
To watch this kid work towards this record all 4 years and then finally get it, his second to last swim of his senior year, was very powerful.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville High School girls wrestlers have 3 competing this week in the state tournament: Ella Johnson, Jenica Hubbard, and Rose Latta, with Johnson and Latta advancing to semifinals, placing both in the top 6 as wrestling continues today. Hubbard lost in the first round of consolations. Boys send 4 to the state tournament. Action begins tomorrow. 1A substate basketball tips off tonight. Lynn is 3rd seed, hosting number 6 Wetmore. Axtell is 5th seed, hosting 4th seed Pike Valley, tonight at 7. Hanover girls with a bye in the first round of the Axtell substate. 2nd seed Frankfort will host number 7 seed Blue Valley tonight. 6th seed Washington County is at 3rd seed Clifton Clyde. That's in the Washington County substate. 4th seed Centralia girls will host number 5 seed Onega this evening. 2A and 3A substate basketball pairings released Wednesday. Marysville girls are last seed 5-15 and travel to top seed ACCHS 19-1 Monday evening at 7. 2nd seed Nemaha Central will host Concordia. 3rd seed Minneapolis home to Hiawatha. Riley County plays host to Sabetha. Winners advance to semifinals at Marysville. Marysville boys 18-2 are 2nd seed to undefeated Sabetha. Bulldogs host 7th seed Hiawatha, 4-16, Tuesday at 7. Sabetha is home to Minneapolis with 3rd seed ACCHS hosting Riley County, and 4-5 seeds Concordia facing Nemaha Central. Again, winners advance to semifinals at Marysville. In the Horton sub-state, Valley Heights boys, 9-10, are 4th seed, and host Riverside, 6-14, Monday at 6. Top seed is Jeff County North, 2nd seed Horton, 3rd seed Valley Falls, 6th seed Pleasant Ridge, 7th seed Jackson Heights, and 8th seed Republic County. On the girls' side, Valley Heights, 13-8, is 5th seed, and tips off at Pleasant Ridge, 13-7, Tuesday at 6. Top seed is Riverside, 2nd seed Jackson Heights, 3rd seed Jeff County North, 6th seed is Valley Falls, 7th seed Horton, and 8th seed Republic County.
Hundreds of varieties of colorful coral bells, also known as alum root, can be found in landscapes across the country. Their unique leaf shape, coloration, and bell-shaped flowers prompted this surge in popularity. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many of the popular coral bells are hybrids of the North American native alum roots. The American alum root, Heuchera americana, is native to the eastern United States, where it grows in rocky open woodlands, on ledges, and in crevices of bluffs. The naturally occurring variety, Interior, has ruffled leaves with silver streaks and purple highlights. The maple-leaved alum root, Heuchera fullosa, variety Atropurpurea, has burgundy foliage topped with spikes of white flowers in late summer through fall. This durable plant is native to the Appalachian Mountains and suited to shady garden locations. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Decades ago, just about every town in farm country had a locker plant. Today, those numbers have decreased, but demand has suddenly increased. That means finding a local locker plant to process meat can sometimes be a challenge. The folks in this community, though, have one of the best. And it's today's edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The origins of this business run deep in Nebraska.
It was an ice plant at first because there was no ice companies anywhere, so they made ice for the whole town of Wahoo. And then it was a feed store, and then it got converted into a locker, and I don't know for sure, but I think in the 50s.
Charlie Emsweiler is speaking of the business his family owns, the Wahoo Locker in Wahoo, Nebraska. He's been here since the late 1990s. Over time, his business and that of many small lockers has changed.
Years ago, you know, if the phone would ring in April, by God, you better not miss that call. You better get that call because it might be a beef to butcher. Now, if the phone rings in April, no one wants to answer the phone.
He says those changes are in part because of the changes in how we view what we eat.
There's been a big push on the farm-to-table movement, eat local, buy local, know where your food comes from. All these movements, I think, have helped a lot over the years.
Today, Charlie's children are part of the business as well. The shop is quite large for a local locker plant, drawing customers from miles upon miles away. It's in part because of the products they are producing.
The custom processing for farmers is a big part of the business. Another big part of the business is what we produce ourselves, fully cooked product, jerky, snack sticks, summer sausages, and our most well-known is the Wahoo Wiener, and also our bacon is very well-known now too. So all those items are taking off. Jerky, we do private label jerky for other customers with their label on it.
And it's one of those items he mentioned, the Wahoo Wiener, that has produced a lot of notoriety for this place. The story behind it is one you'll be interested in. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.
Kids like
like to play in the dirt and can ingest all kinds of nasty stuff, including lead. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Leaded paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from zero up to about 2,000. Most fall in the range of 15 to 25 parts per million, but the health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the US EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
If soil testing shows a high lead concentration, don't garden in the soil, especially root crops like carrots. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Blow. May you always live with laughter. simple solution for greed and materialism. If only I could flip a switch, no one in the world would feel the need for more. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We all know there isn't a switch to turn off greed. It's a deep-seated flaw. But there is something you can do to remedy it. Live generously. When you give your time, talent, and treasure to others, it turns the tide on greed. Suddenly, you're not focused on what you want. You're focusing on what someone else needs. Even better, you get to decide how you give. It could be spending time with an elderly person who lives alone, or donating to a charity you believe in. Maybe it's sharing a special talent you have, like cooking or playing the piano. These gestures are always to bless someone else. So, the next time you're feeling greed rear its ugly head, ask God for help and think about a way you can help someone else. It could end up being your switch to turn off the greed.
Organs from genetically modified pigs can provide life-saving transplants for humans. Next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Because pigs are physiologically similar to humans, even more so when genetically modified, pig organs can be transplanted to humans. Randall Prather and his research team at the University of Missouri made headlines last fall when an infant needed heart valve replacements.
Baby Owen was a child that had a valve replaced in his heart. A few years before that, University Medical School of South Carolina came to us and he said, you know, we have a problem when a baby's born and they need a new valve. We can put a new valve in, but the valves don't grow. So as the baby grows, we have to go back and do repeated surgeries. He says, I have this idea that if we take a bigger piece of the heart, that the valves will grow. And he said, I want to use your green pigs for this. And so we sent him some of our green pigs and he did pig-to-pig transplants. And we get this email back saying, nobody has ever seen this before, the valves grow. A month later, we get an email saying that the surgeons at Duke found out about it and they had a baby born that needed new valves and they did this partial heart transplant and it was a success. But then right before Christmas, I got an email from my collaborator at Medical School of South Carolina and it was a picture of baby Owen. And he said, baby Owen gets to celebrate his first Christmas because of the work that we've done.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, one of the things that Jennifer Nelson oversees for the Dollar a Head Beef Checkoff efforts that are contracted by the Checkoff to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are research projects. At the recent 2023 Cattle Industry Convention in New Orleans, Nelson said that the Checkoff released a new piece of research all about today's consumer.
In that report, it's about a 12-page report that talks all about today's beef consumer. And in that report, there are many measures that we are winning against chicken, and I'm excited to share that over the many years and all of the efforts that we've been doing on the promotion side, we are starting and continuing to see that we're making very good progress.
The report, Nielsen said, found that the beef is the number one protein choice. Additionally, people trust beef producers over chicken producers. It is also perceived by consumers as more nutritional than chicken.
We're very excited about that and what that means to the producer. And we also noticed that some of the margin there is too thin to celebrate yet. We need to keep going. We need to continue to invest in the promotion of beef and the value and versatility of this protein and why it truly is the number one protein in so many ways.
Through that research, Nelson said that it's been learned that 81% of the population eats chicken at least once a week, as opposed to only 69% that eat beef once a week.
We need to really increase the frequency by which people are eating beef. And I think a lot of our marketing programs are helping consumers understand and get more comfortable with selection and the preparation and even how to use one meal many times. Because as we know, that versatility of beef is beyond any other protein, all the things that you can do with it.
That's Jennifer Nelson, NCBA Senior Vice President of Global Marketing and Research. And let's look at your Ag News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Wednesday.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Phosphorus is an essential nutrient in soil for plant growth. Managing phosphorus depends a lot on your soil's chemistry on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Phosphorus is one of the three nutrients usually added to soil as fertilizer. One of the main roles of phosphorus is energy transfer in plants.
Adequate levels stimulate early plant growth and hastens maturity. If there's not enough, it could affect yield. Daniel Kaiser is an Extension Nutrient Management Specialist at the University of Minnesota. He says the best way to know how much phosphorus is available in the soil is to do a soil test.
Most of the soil tests that are out there, if they are indexes of response and they don't measure the total amount of phosphorus that's out there, because our soils contain large quantities of phosphorus, but only very small amounts typically are available to plants. So with the soil test, we're trying to use it more as an index tool or as a risk assessment tool to try to determine whether or not the soil can supply enough phosphorus for a particular crop we're growing within a given year.
Phosphorus is very chemically reactive to other elements in the soil, such as iron, aluminum, and calcium. This can change the nutrient's availability and affect how it's managed in some soils.
There isn't one size-fits-all management strategy just because of some of these reactions that are taking place. Particularly for soils in the Midwest, we know that some soils have a large amount of calcium that can tend to react with the phosphorus that can render it unavailable for a period of time.
Let soil phosphorus levels, crop, and soil characteristics guide your decisions on fertilizer and manure rates, timing, and methods of application. Mismanaging this nutrient can pose a threat to water quality. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing phosphorus in soil at agriculture.com.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Henke with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full-flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you. Well, markets are taking a look at the weather in South America and the possibility of tensions escalating in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Also, not much of a reaction so far today to the numbers released by the USDA earlier this morning. Those numbers did reveal a record corn crop. Here's what we're looking at right now. March corn, 660 and three quarters. That's down 13 and a quarter. May corn, 660 and a quarter. That's down 14. Kansas City wheat for March, down 15 at 86 crop. Here's what we're looking at right three quarters. March oats, 372 quarters. May oats down a half at 344 and three quarters. March soybeans currently 1532. Right now, 1533. Just changed. And that's down six and a half. May soybeans, 1527. That's down seven and three quarters. March cotton, 82.49 is your current price. That's up 24 cents. May cotton up 36 cents at 82.24. Live cattle for February up 25 cents at 165.10. Live cattle for April up 37.5 cents at 165.40. Feeder cattle for March up a dollar and a nickel at 189. Feeder cattle for April 193.50. That's up $1.80. Crude oil for April, $75.24 is your current price. That's up $1.31. Crude oil for May, $75.45. That's up $1.28. Gold for February, $18.23.70. That's down $8.30. Silver for March, $21.33. That's down 34 cents. And Wall Street currently, we're looking at the Dow down 204, S&P down 16, NASDAQ down 39. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Wichita State softball is back, and season tickets are available now. Reigning AAC Player of the Year Addison Barnard and All-American Sidney McKinney look to take Shocker softball to new heights after coming off their NCAA regional appearance last season. The Shockers will welcome national powerhouse Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Stanford, and other Power 5 opponents to Wilkins Stadium. The best way to reserve your seat for those premium games is by purchasing a season ticket at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Will the U.S. face a recession in 2023? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State professor and director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center, Brian Brigeman, shares insight on where we currently stand in answering that question.
Many economists feel a recession is coming. When I look at the market and some of the leading indicators of a recession, you look at the U.S. Treasury yield curve. So if a yield curve is inverted, what it means is short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. And when that happens, what the market is saying is that something is amiss right now, and we would expect the Fed is going to have to lower rates sometime in the future to help spur growth. The Fed has been increasing interest rates very rapidly, and when the Fed does that, it's short-term rates, and they're doing that to fight inflation. But when the market looks out ahead, those short-term rates are well above the longer-term rates. And if we look over history, when that occurs, it bears out that a recession does happen.
Brigeman explains the wage price spiral and what that means in times of rapid inflation.
For the first time in decades, inflation has been on the headlines. And the Fed is going off of experience to combat it. So why such a rapid rise to combat inflation? In the 1970s, when inflation was very high, and what led to that high inflation was the wage price spiral. As the labor markets during that time were uneasy, what businesses needed to do was to increase their wages to attract workers. Well, they would get higher wages, workers would come in, but businesses would then pass on that higher cost as higher prices. And so prices go up on the goods that they would sell. So then these workers, they're having to pay a higher price. So prices went up. So they need to demand a higher wage. And the way the Fed finally ended that wage price spiral was letting interest rates rise. So that's the Fed's fear. We can't have that happen again.
He ends with optimism, explaining that the multitude of jobs still out there today might actually be beneficial.
It's a challenge to offer a high enough wage to compete. So they're having to increase those wages, but when you account for inflation, the ability for those workers to go spend that money, inflation erodes your purchasing power. And so real wages, wages that account for inflation, they haven't kept up. So we're in that challenge right now where we have a tight labor market. If we think about a recession that could happen, maybe it'll be a little bit more mild because there are a lot of jobs still out there.
Once again, that was K-State professor and director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center, Brian Brigeman, with perspective on the possibility of a recession in the United States in 2023. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.